And now an essay from WYPR's senior news analyst Fraser Smith, who says a plan from Baltimore's health commissioner to address disparities between black and white neighborhoods is long overdue.
Baltimore's health commissioner, Dr. Lena Wen, obviously gets it. We can't have a prosperous, progressive city if we are not a healthy city. And obviously, in many neighborhoods, we are not. After the death of Freddie Gray, Baltimoreans had to confront the abysmally inferior living conditions in places like Sandtown, Winchester, where he lived. By virtually any measure, Sandtown is a health disaster. The City Health Department's measurements show more heart disease, more cancer, more diabetes, more everything bad than anyone could think normal. Life expectancy ranks well below neighborhoods like Charles Village. Nor is that the worst of the story, deplorable as it may be. A population health official at the University of Maryland Baltimore Hospital says many other city neighborhoods are not much better off, if at all. Dr. Wen says her department will try to cut health disparities by 50% in the next 10 years. Racial inequality, her team believes, lies at the heart of these disparities. She said her department's approach will include better education, attention to public safety, and economic development. It goes without saying that Wen has given herself a daunting task. She is acting with what seems to be a careful assessment of the problems. Neighborhoods like Sandtown have been carefully surveyed to see precisely what and where the problems may be. Why do the surveys unless action follows? She may also have the advantage of help from the city's major hospitals. After the passage of Obamacare, hospitals have been pushed toward a kind of interventionist approach. Unless they undertake new outreach efforts, reduce hospital readmissions, their reimbursements from government programs could be jeopardized. Wen has allies, and she needs them.